PG-58 vs. SM-58 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Shure is one of the best mic manufacturers today, and their products are favored by artists and music professionals around the world for their incredible quality and outstanding durability. Shure has many best-selling products on the market today, and one of them has the appearance of Shure PG-58 vs. SM-58. If you plan to buy one of these two mics, then this is precisely where you go. Let Fiddler help you better understand the characteristics and function of the two mics in our article. Shure PG-58. Specifications, sort, dynamic. Condenser mic, dynamic mic. Polar pattern, cardioid. Frequency response, 60 to 15,000 Hz. Impedance, 300 ohm. Weight, 11.3 ounces. Output at 1000 Hz, -53 dBV/Pascal, 2.2 millivolts. Included accessories, inner shock mount, pop filter, mic clip, 15 feet XLR cable. What's XLR? The mic Shure PG-58 is much more affordable than the traditional SM-58, but it is no slouch. Some state it performs precisely as well, or even better than 58. It is very hardy and dependable and reasonably hefty to boot. It is fantastic for things like little live gigs, karaoke, and even studio programs. Additionally, it includes an on-off switch that's a convenient feature that not a great deal of additional, costlier Shure mics have. Pros: very durable. Good audio quality. Crisp and clear reaction. Versatile. Cons: handling sound. Read more. Shure SM57 vs. SM58 2021. Top Full Review, Guide. Shure SE 215 Review 2021. Top Full Guide. Shure SM7B Review 2021. Top Full Guide. Shure SM58. Specifications, frequency response tailored for vocals, with brightened midrange and bass roll-off uniform cardioid pickup pattern isolates the primary sound source and minimizes background noise. The pneumatic shock mount system cuts down handling noise. Mighty, built-in spherical wind and pop filter supplied with break-resistant stand adapter which rotates 180 degrees legendary Shure quality, ruggedness, and reliability cardioid, unidirectional, dynamic frequency response, 50 to 15,000 Hz. The Shure SM58 is a unidirectional cardioid mic equipped with a shock mount system and proper proximity controllers. It comes under a reasonable budget and may be a significant improvement as an XLR for your home, studio installation. It's time to have a peek at some additional information concerning this product. This is a unidirectional cardioid, dynamic vocal mic used for professional vocal use in sound reinforcement and studio records. It's a Mighty, built-in, spherical filter that reduces wind and breath noise. A cardioid pickup pattern isolates the critical sound source while minimizing unwanted background noise. Consequently, if you're interested in finding an easy-to-use, excellent quality, lasting, value-for-money product, you can opt for this. Pros: it's solid construction. It's concrete reinforcement and produces quality audio. Cons: SM58 may not pick up noises coming out of the faces of the mic. The SM58 includes a rather disadvantageous proximity effect. Number Shure SM58 vs. PG58 comparison. Shure SM58 vs. PG58 comparison. Features. Astonishingly, both SM58 and PG58 have excellent features that will cause you to buy both. However, the features highlight helps to eliminate the confusion that sets in when picking between the two. You must abide by this piece with care to differentiate and create a much better decision involving PG58 and SM58. PG58 microphones come with an abysmal switch, which assists in the proper commanding of this mic. You may quickly place off it if it isn't being used and put it on for your use. SM58 Wave doesn't have any control panel, and it works with no change. The two Shure PG58 vs. SM58 are lasting and robust. They have exceptional performance and provide excellent noises or outputs for a very long duration. Construct and design. Shure PG58 is a typical mic with professional quality and superb output. It's a wireless cable system that permits individuals to use it freely with no barrier. The existence of a cardioid polar machine in the PG58 microphone lets it execute efficiently. The cardioid polar machine is to blame for dividing principal sound from sound, and it consequently helps you isolate the significant source of noise from desktop distractions. Cardioid pickup pattern within Shure SM58 makes it function more efficiently than PG58, thus providing a noise-free, reliable output signal. The cardioid pickup pattern within SM58 performs better compared to one in PG58. Additionally, the cardioid polar pattern is liable for the pickup of noise, mainly sounds which come in the front of the mic and possibly sounds in the sides. Shure PG58 also falls in the class of directional microphones. Shure SM58, on the other hand, is also a directional mic and can be exposed to space. The proximity of the sound goes in a very long way in setting the frequency of this mic. As a professional cardioid Sennheiser E945, it is possible to utilize an SM58 for an assortment of functions such as copies, vocal leads, karaoke, and several other studio productions. The cardioid polar pattern of the SM58 also helps you pick up essential noises and shun other background noises, which can cause distractions. SM58 is a tackling noise and opinions, and it's also durable. This mic has no change, unlike several different microphones. However, it is vital to be aware that a mic can mar or make a production based upon the functionality and high quality of the mic. To get a significant output, be it karaoke, house studio productions, singing, and others, you want a standard microphone. When we speak of output and excellent functionality, the two PG58 and SM58 are microphones that deserve admiration. PG58 and SM58 can allow you to attain a broad selection of goals. Quite many times, folks confront the challenge of picking that's greater between PG58 and SM58. Both microphones have great attributes, which make them a fantastic option over others. It's also vital that you consider the burden of a mic before buying. Many men and women would rather have a mic with less weight since it's far simpler to manage than heavy ones. PG58 and SM58 weigh, otherwise, PG58 is a bit heavier than the SM58. Shure PG58 weighs 321 grams and 11.3 ounces, while SM58 weighs 289 grams and 10.5 ounces. However, despite this, the two microphones have excellent outputs and superior performances. Some variables will allow you to differentiate them and select the most appropriate for you. Sound quality. Most clients said the two microphones seem somewhat similar. But when you dive deeper into your specs, then you'll observe the differences. Supported frequencies. Both microphones can select around 15 kHz. This makes them ideal for recording high vocals and loud tools. But toward the highs, SM58 can select 50 Hz while the PG58 is capped at 60 Hz. The distinction is not that big. Nonetheless, the SM58 will be marginally better in choosing the nuances which produce your paths unique. Impedance. Impedance is one of the most noteworthy differences between both of these microphones. The SM58 falls lower than the PG58 with 150 and 300 ohms, respectively. In a studio setup with short wires, these amounts won't lead to any gap in the chosen noise, but not by a long shot. However, because the wires get more, greater frequencies will cause greater frequencies to reduce their crispiness. Noise cancellation. Again, both boosters function flawlessly in a closed studio installation. Since they have a cardioid polar pattern, they prefer front-facing noises over those coming out of the trunk. Because of this, they possess an inherent sound cancellation perk. As a bonus, the SM58 has a built-in pop filter, which reduces some of the plosive sounds. However, a lot of consumers prefer to purchase outside filters for mics to boost precision. However, when you take these microphones to a live performance, a massive difference begins to unfold. Sad to say, the PG58 picks up nearly all of the shakes and quirks that you create, particularly if you aren't utilizing a rack. These movements generally get amplified to form exceptionally annoying distortions. Since the construction of the SM58 is somewhat thicker, it doesn't have this significant flaw. The many energetic artists may employ it without fretting about these infernal distortions. Sound signature. Usually, the SM58 picks flatter tones. This gets particularly evident in mids and highs. The PG58, on the contrary, produces clearer and brighter sounds. Specification-wise, there's not anything that affirms this actuality. The impedance doesn't affect unless using long cables. Along with the small gap in the frequency, the array is in favor of this SM58. However, this monitoring was reported by many consumers. You can fine-tune the frequency touch as far as you want with the ideal equalizer settings on the flip side. The flexibility of this SM58 provides the ideal value. It excels with more significant sound cancellation, lower impedance, and also a broader frequency range. In this manner, you can use it to record a silent podcast or a towering live operation. Weight and durability. Though both microphones are produced with die-cast steel, the PG58 turned out somewhat thicker. The SM58 is projected to weigh 10.5 ounces, while the PG58 is located around 22.5 ounces. At a live performance, these amounts put more chances from the SM58's a favor. You'll end up free to discharge your entire energy without feeling the slightest little limitation. If you feel the reduced cost of this PG58 correlates with decreased durability, I'm pleased to state this isn't correct. Shure is famed because of its amazingly constructed products. They still live the longest with little to no change in functionality. Lucky for us, the PG58 is no exception. It's constructed with superior materials that guarantee a lot of intensive usages. Read more. Shure SM48 vs. SM58, https://themusicresource.com/shure-sm48-vs-sm58-detailed-comparison/. SM58 vs. Beta58, https://www.keymusic.com/shure-sm58-vs-beta58a/. Accessible models. When you put the PG58 and the SM58 beside each other, a few individuals may be unable to tell them apart. They come from the timeless black-silver layout with both sized grill heads. On the other hand, the charges aren't interchangeable as they're somewhat different between Shure SM58 and PG58 in size. Both microphones are outfitted with XLR interfaces, but they vary in the kind of the attached cable. The PG58, three versions. Shure provides three variations of this PG58. The mic itself is precisely the same, but every variant differs from the accessories. The very first and most famous variant is PG58XLR. As its name suggests, it is accompanied by an XLR-XLR cable. Similarly, the PG58QTR is accompanied by an XLR-QTR line. Last, the PG58LC does not have any cable at all. Instead, it includes a mic clip, 5/8 into 3/8 ribbon jack, along with a storage bag. The SM58, four styles. Contrary to the PG58, this mic has more choices. An XLR-XLR cable accompanies the most elementary SM58CN. The SM58LC does not have a cable or some additional accessories. The Point Performance Kit comes packed with a line, mic stand, and microphone clip on the flip side. It's essential to be aware that all of the prior versions include no on-off switch, unlike the PG58. But, it is still possible to benefit from the ease of the change together with the SM58S. This is sometimes considered a tight win for the SM58. The simple fact that it provides two variations with and with no freestyle change makes it more flexible. Podcast recorders usually need a change. In this manner, they could directly turn off the mic without needing to interact with the audio system. Audio engineers, on the other hand, frequently choose the switchless model to prevent turning off the microphone by error. PG-58 vs. SM-58 conclusion. As you noticed in our Shure SM-58 vs. PG-58 review, the SM-58 has some better aspects. The SM-58 chooses a lower frequency, produces fewer vibrations, and appears to be a lot lighter. Also, its versatility makes it convenient for live performances, podcast recording, or audio engineering. The PG-58 is superior in mid-range, and obviously, its price is also affordable. The SM-58 can be fine-tuned with the ideal equalizer to perform precisely the same task in terms of sound clarity. But if you want to save some bucks, the PG-58 will provide excellent durability to last until you're ready to replace another mic.